How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Nervous. Okay.
Standing next to a bounty hunter makes me nervous.
I know that God is a God who opens and closes doors.
我相信神是一位开门也关门的神。
And I'll never forget when God opened the door for us to plant a church in our hometown.
我绝不能够忘记神帮助我们在我的 生长的地方。
It was the place where I had the opportunity to grow up as a child. A place where you would be remembered more as a kid than people seeing you as an adult. It is sometimes hard to let somebody become what they're supposed to be when they continue to look at you through the eyes of yesterday.
所以当人只认识你年幼的时候，他们很难真正了解，现在你长大的时候的情形。I
began to understand what Jesus meant when he said, a prophet in his hometown is without honor.
所以当耶稣说，在这个先知在他们自己的家乡不被接受的时候，他的心情是如何，我可以了解。If
we're not careful, we can let others define our vision for us instead of fulfilling God's vision for our own life.
所以我们若不小心，我们就会让别人来告诉我们应该如何做，而不去寻求神在我们身上的旨意。It's
no different when it comes to the vision of the church. We must be careful that we don't let others define God's vision for His people.
就连整个教会的前面的方向也是一样，我们很容易让人来确定教会的方向，而不去寻求神的旨意。What
God calls us to, He never promised us that it would ever be easy.
当神呼召我们的时候，他从来没有担保每一件事情都是一帆风顺。Because
something is difficult doesn't mean that God isn't in it.
因为就算一件 困难的事情发生的时候，并不表示神不存在。
And God's vision for the church would not be without its own difficulties.
所以神对教会的意向也并不表示没有困难危险存在。
Which raises a great question for us today. What is God's vision for the church?
所以今天就提出来这一个产生这一个很这个很重要的问题就是，到底神对教会的意向是什么呢？
And more importantly, just not the church, but His church.
因为这不是一个普通的教会，而是神的教会。
So I want you to go on a journey with me this morning as we look at that passage of Scripture that you just recited.
所以让我们今天回到我们刚刚所读的马太福音那一段的经文。
I'd like you to go ahead and look again at verse 13, and I want to read it once again and just look at some things together and see what God would say to each of our hearts today.
我们回到马太福音16章第13节那里。
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
13节说，耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比。 的境内就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
他们就说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是耶利米或先知里的一位。”
But you, he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?"
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus responded, "Simon, son of Jonah, you are blessed because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven."
Simon Peter 回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上父指示的。
Do you realize these are probably the two most important questions ever asked in Scripture?
你也许知道这是在圣经里面所问的最重要的两个问题。
The first question is Jesus wants to know, he asks them, what are the rumors about me? What are people saying?
第一个问题就是耶稣问门徒说，外面所传的谣言到底说我到底是谁呢？
What are people talking about?
人在说什么？
It never fails that where Jesus is, or is a part of a conversation, there's many opinions and ideas.
无论耶稣到哪里，都有人对他有一些的意见。
One thing for sure, they could not agree on who Jesus was.
有一件事确定的，就是这些人不能够完全同意耶稣到底是谁。
Maybe John the Baptist, back from the dead.
也许是死而复活的施洗约翰。
Maybe Elijah or Jeremiah, resurrected.
也许是以利亚，或者是复活的耶利米。
Maybe another prophet.
或者是另外一个先知。
The people could not agree.
人不能够有一致的看法。
But it's the next question that gets to the heart of the real issue of what Jesus wants to even ask us today.
但是那个问题就是真正的问题，耶稣要问我们的。
It's the question that really matters.
这是一个关键上的问题。
He asks, "Who do you say I am?"
耶稣问，你们说我是谁？
What do you think?
你怎么看？
Just a good man?
我只是一个好人呢？
A great prophet?
是一个著名的先知呢？
What do you think?
你认为呢？
As we look at this passage, I find that the church and its existence depends on the truth to the answer of this question.
当我读这一段的经文的时候，这个教会是存在的根基就是在这一个对这一个问题的答案上。
And Peter rises first and says, I know who you are.
彼得抢先站起来说，我知道你是谁。
You're the Messiah. You're the anointed one. You are the son of the living God.
所以你是基督，是受膏者，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus praises him.
所以耶稣就赞赏他。
And he affirms Peter and saying, you're right, but Peter, this could not be revealed to you by any human being, no man.
所以他说你讲得对，但是这不是你自己所领会到的，而是从天上父那里说，只是你说的。
The only way you could know this is through my Father, through the Spirit of the living God.
唯一你使你能够知道这个答案的，或者是说出这个正确答案的，是我在天上的父和他的灵。
For does not the scripture tell us that no man can convince or convict anyone towards God unless the Spirit of God draws him?
因为圣经告诉我们，没有人能够引我们到父那里去，除非神和他的圣灵引导我。
Look what else Jesus has to say.
耶稣还说了什么其他的话呢？
I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
耶稣说，我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the forces, the gates of hell, will not overpower it.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And whatever you bind or lock on earth is already bound or locked in heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的时候锁住的，在天上也已经锁住了。
And whatever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven.
凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
It's interesting that God purposed the church to be built not on a man, not on Peter. That's not what Jesus is saying.
这里要留意，神定义把教会不是建立在彼得的身上，不是一个人的身上。
But the church would be built on the truth of what Peter had just spoken.
而建立在彼得讲了这一句的真理。
You are the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God. Upon this truth, the church would be built.
所以 耶稣说，教会是建立在彼得所说的那一句话，就是认识基督是神永生神儿子的那一句话那上面。
The church was not man's idea.
教会不是人的意念。
It was God's vision and divine plan.
而是永生神神的计划。
And God's vision and purpose for the church was to be effective. And to be effective, he had to empower it. And he gave us power and authority.
神设立教会，让教会发生功效。要如果要有功效，他就必定要授权这个教会产生它的果效。
Jesus said that hell itself would not stop the church from being the church that he envisioned it to be.
耶稣说，阴间的权柄不能够阻挡教会发生它的功效。
Too many times the church looks at hell as being big and strong and powerful, and the church small, little, and weak.
常常教会把地狱阴间的权势看得太大、太广、太而把教会的权势看得太小、太软弱。
We think of the enemy maybe being greater and us being lesser, and that we have to be careful that we don't make him mad.
我们常常把我们敌人看得又强又大，我们不敢去惹他。
That's not the picture that Jesus gives us here.
但是这不是耶稣在这里所描写的。
Jesus said, "I will build my church, not any man."
耶稣说，我要建立教会，不是某一个人建立教会。
He does not paint a picture of hell with offensive weapons.
他不把阴间描述成一个很强很有力的一个敌人。
But he says that the gates, the forces of hell, will not prevent the church from being the church.
反而他说阴间的权柄不能够把教会的门关起来，让教会不发生功效。
Gates are to keep people out or people in.
门是挡人在门外，或者是请人入内。
In the book of Jude, we are told that we are to go to the very edges of hell itself and snatch people from the fire so that they may be saved.
在犹大书告诉我们，我们要到地狱的极端去抢救灵魂，把灵魂抢救进入教会。
Hell's mission is to keep those that are in darkness in darkness. But Jesus said that that won't stop the church. The church will break through the gates.And we will be able to save people through the name of Jesus Christ.
地狱的企图是把人永远锁在地狱的黑暗里面，但是教会的功用是把地狱的门打开进去，把灵魂救出来。
Jesus says that hell is on the defensive, and the church is on the offensive.
所以圣经里面所描述的地狱是站在守的地位，而教会是在攻的地位。
And so he's given us authority and power in the name that we read in John.
所以神把权柄与能力也赐给我们，正如在我们刚刚在约翰福音所念的那一段经文一样。
The church has the authority and the power through Jesus Christ to bind and loose, to lock and unlock in the spiritual realm.
所以教会在这个灵界已经授权有能力来释放或者是捆绑。
Look what else Jesus says.
耶稣又说了什么呢？
From then on, Jesus began to point out to the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders.
第二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦。
From the chief priests and scribes to be killed.
并且被杀。
And raised the third day.
第三日复活。
And then Peter took him aside, and he began to rebuke him.
彼得却拉着他劝他说,
Oh no, Lord, may this never ever happen to you.
哦,主啊,万不可如此,
Jesus turned to Peter and told him, 耶稣, Get behind me, Satan.
耶稣转过来对彼得说,撒旦,退我后边去吧。
You are an offense to me because you're not thinking about God's concerns, but about man's.
因为你是绊我脚的,你不体贴神的意思,只体贴人的意思。
And what Jesus is revealing to us right here is he's revealing to us the price that it would cost for the church to be instituted.
耶稣在这里告诉我们, 教会要被建立所付的代价。
I can't help but think about Peter telling who Jesus is and Jesus praising him. And just a few moments later, he's kind of rebuking Jesus, and Jesus rebukes him.
你看,在这一句话不久之前,彼得讲的话被耶稣称赞,就在几分钟之后,彼得就劝耶稣,却被耶稣管教。
I see this as one of the greatest dilemmas for the church.
这就是教会最大的难处。
Isn't it amazing how quickly we can move from operating in the spirit to operating in the flesh?
我们常常很快的就从借着圣灵行事变成借着血肉肉体行事。
And it's when the church begins to act in the flesh that we find the church becoming so ineffective.
就是当教会如果顺着肉体去行事的时候, 它就失去了它的功效。
It's a difference between man's concerns and God's vision and agenda is always the battleground within the church.
在教会里面常常 人的意愿跟神的意愿相冲突。
When we think about man's concerns when it comes to the church, it's when the church becomes nothing more than a corporation.
当人的意愿在教会里面被扩展的时候, 教会只不过是一个好像一个组织一样。
A business to be run.
好像一个公司,一个商业。
Money to be made.
在这里要来赚钱。
It becomes more about attendance numbers.
在这里只注重人数。
It's more about my needs, my ministry.
在这里只注重我的需要,我们的工作。
And then we look at God's agenda.
但是当我们来看神的意愿的时候,
And his agenda is about his son, Jesus Christ.
他的旨意是关注于他的爱子耶稣基督。
And it's the same for the church.
教会里面也是一样。
Jesus came for just a few things that are very simple.
耶稣为了几件很简单的事来到世界上。
Seek, save, lost.
为了寻找,为了拯救世上的人。
And my heart breaks for the American church.
我的心为了美国的教会而心痛。
We are filled with man's concerns and praises more than God's heart for lost people.
我们在教会里面看见人只注重自己的荣耀而疏忽了神对世上人的那个心痛。
It's time for the church to stand up and be the church and seek God's heart in his mind, in his vision, and be the church.
现在到了教会应该站起来来寻求神心意的时候。
This is not the church.
这不代表整个教会。
We are the church.
这个房子不是教会, 人是教会。
Anyone around the world who knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord and worships him and lives for him is the church.
全世界认识主耶稣基督，为他而活，为他舍己的，这些是人在一起成为教会。
Sometimes our vision of the church is so small.
常常我们对教会的观念太狭窄。
So limited to just our personal relationships.
只注重我们弟兄彼此中间的关系。
It's about our relationship with Him.
但是教会是人与神中间的关系。
And then it will affect every relationship this way.
人与神中间的关系将会影响人与人中间的关系。
So this morning, are you more concerned about man's things or God's things?
So 今天我们只是关切人、体贴人的意思呢，还是我们去要寻求神的心意？
I exhort you as the Chinese church.
我向你中国教会来挑战。
Do not become complacent like many American churches.
不要好像许多美国的教会一样，在这里得过且过。
Look what else Jesus says.
我们再看耶稣仍然说了什么其他的话。
He said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come with me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses his life because of me will find it.
但是凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
What will it benefit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his life?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Or what will man give in exchange for his life?
人还能用什么来换生命呢？
For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will reward each according to what he has done.
因为人子要在他父的荣耀里同众使者驾临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
Do you see what he's saying to us when it comes to God's vision for the church?
你看到没有？他在这里讲了什么是神对教会的心意。
He tells us here what everything entails for us.
他在这里告诉我们一切关乎我们的事。
You want to be the church?
你愿意成为教会的一份子？
Deny yourself.
你要舍己。
Deny your concerns.
放弃你自己所注重的事情。
Deny your fleshly desires.
放下你肉体的，所体贴的事。
How serious is Jesus about this? He says, "Take up your cross."
耶稣对这件事是多重视呢？他说要背起自己的十字架。
The cross is always a symbol of death in Scripture.
十字架在经文里面一直是代表死亡的意思。
Jesus says it's not enough to deny yourself, but you must die to self.
耶稣说，你不单只要舍弃自己，而且要在肉体上好像死了一样。
When you deny yourself and you're willing to die to self, Jesus says, then you come and follow me.
当你能够舍己，看自己的肉体是死的时候，你才能够开始跟随我。
Follow me doesn't mean from a distance like Brother Daniel sitting over there.
来跟随耶稣不是好像远远的，有一点距离的，远远的来跟随。
Follow me means to latch on to and cleave and hold on and not let go.
跟随耶稣好像要紧紧的抓着耶稣不放他。
So what Jesus makes very, very clear to all of us.
所以基督在这里向我们很清楚的显示。
The church is not about me, and it's not about you.
教会不只是我，也不是只是为了你。
The church is all about him.
教会是为了神。
And lost people.
与世上的灵魂。
that unless they're reached with the message and the gospel, the truth of his word, will never be saved.
除非我们将这个耶稣的救恩的信息传给这些世上的灵魂，他们永远不会能够 得救。
And we're called just not to reach the Americans. We're not called just to reach the Chinese. We're not called just to reach Michiana. We are called to reach anyone that God puts in our path in life that doesn't know him.
所以我们不只是奉命去传福音给美国人或者只是给中国人，而是传给任何一位在我们生命旅途里面所遇到的人，而世上的人，要传福音给他们。
God's vision for the church,
神对教会的意向
isn't some big business,
不是一个公司。
It starts by becoming a house of prayer.
开始，神对教会希望它能够成为万国祷告的殿。
And a church that is prayed up and filled with God's word can't help but go out and reach the lost.
一个教会，是一个祷告的殿，又充满神的旨意，神的话语，就一定会照着神的意愿去传福音。
So who do you say that Jesus is?
你说基督是谁呢？